listening to 91.9 FM KPTZ, Under the Rainbow, looking out and looking forward, issues of concern to the GLBT community, as well as their straight allies, and also issues of celebration. And today we have a very special interviewee, Gary Kennedy. He was born and raised in Missoula, Montana. Welcome, Gary.
Thank you very much, Marcia.
Gary belonged to a university town, was slightly more liberal than most of the rest of western Montana, which was populated by pretty redneck types. His first experience with other men or boys was at Boy Scout camp, and he knew that they liked it. His first real experience with another man was with the church organist at a church where he went to rehearse his solo for an upcoming wedding. He was drafted into the Army in 1963 after graduating from college in 1962. After his Army stint, he ended up in Seattle and lived with a roommate who was openly gay. He eventually started with a few other gay guys, the six unit building at 12th and Pike, known as Sodomy Flats. Because of the blue laws then in place in Washington, there were many parties held there where no liquor could be sold after midnight on Saturday. In 1970, he met and became life partners with Jerry and had 32 wonderful years together until Jerry suffered a brain aneurysm in 2002 that took his life. He came to Port Townsend in 1973. They came, Jerry and Gary came in 1973 as weekenders, leasing the house that he's now in from a gay guy who was living in London at the time. In 1997, they purchased the house and retired to Port Townsend as full-time residents. He believes that he really came out in 1983 when he joined the Seattle Men's Chorus. They were on TV a few times, and there was no hiding then. Hi, Gary.
Hello, Marcia.
Well, you have a lot to share. First of all, tell the listeners how old you are.
I'm 76.
So at age 76, talking about looking back and looking forward, did you ever believe June 26th of this year was going to come?
No, I didn't. It was a complete surprise to me. Not a complete surprise, but I never thought I would see that day come when same-sex couples could get married and enjoy the benefits that everybody enjoys.
Well, you and I are of the same generation. I'm 70 years old. I started college the year you graduated. Can you share with the listening audience here what it was like in the 60s to be a gay man?
Well, everybody was very closeted. It was just not, you just didn't let your true orientation come to the forefront because there was too many people that didn't understand it or were too shocked by it, and you just let your orientation stay hidden.
You had quite a wonderful time in Seattle, it sounds like, with a group of gay friends. So what brought you to Port Townsend?
We had two neighbors who were gay, a gay couple, and they invited us up for a weekend just to see their house. It was at that time that we learned the house next door, which is this one, was available for rent. So we decided, because the man was in London, and we decided that it would be fun to have a weekend house up here. And we came to Port Townsend. We made a decision at that time, or very shortly after, being that Port Townsend was such a liberal, wonderful town, that we were going to eventually retire and live here. And we did.
I bet a lot of your Seattle friends enjoy coming here. It's the country.
They did. We had many house parties in this house, many weekend gatherings. People just loved to come here, and not only for the parties, but just to walk the beach and be apart. But everybody loved Port Townsend.
There's nothing like gay pajama parties when people come for the weekend. Do you think about Jerry when things happen that didn't happen in his lifetime, like when gay marriage gets passed in same-sex marriage in the state of Washington and then the feds and the whole thing? Does it bring you back to wishing Jerry were here to see this?
I wish Jerry was here to see this. Jerry was raised by a very strict evangelical parents in a very strict manner. In fact, when he died, I had to out him to his mother. His father had already passed, but his mother didn't understand anything, and Jerry would never allude to his family that as anything. His mother didn't understand the relationship until I wrote her a letter after he died and explained things to her in the best way I could. I don't know. I never heard back from her to say, you know, I told her that she could keep the letter to herself or she could share it with the rest of the family. I don't know what she did. I do know that when she passed away, the family was very nice to me. They insisted that I come in the funeral home and sit with the family. They insisted that I be with the family attending the graveside service. So they knew, but his mother never said anything to me. She was just, she was a wonderful person, but everything was very kept under wraps because of her religion.
Was it similar with your family?
No, my family were rabid Republicans, very conservative, as most of the people in Montana were. We never discussed my sexual orientation. They both died when I was about 30 years old, and that was a long time ago, as you can see that I'm in my 70s now. So they've been gone for 40 years, and they were typical Montanans, but very, very conservative, let's put it that way.
Gary, can you comment on how you see gay life in Port Townsend today?
There are people that I know that are gay here in Port Townsend, lots of them, both men and women, and I do attend the potlucks at the church on the second Saturday.
Just to tell the listener, the second Saturday of each month at St. Paul's, the gay community and their allies have potluck 6:30 each second Saturday of the month. It's a very welcoming group, new people that are coming into town looking for other gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and transgenders come to this. And it's a wonderful way to meet people socially and to talk about current issues. How do you see those potlucks, and how do you see the spirit of the current gay community in town?
As I say, that's my only real connection with current gay life in Port Townsend. Being of my age, certainly I know there are a lot of young people, but we don't mix at all, and the only time I see them is probably at the potluck. And I'm very happy to see them there, but there is the age difference. I have a few friends of my same generation. However, many of them have now already passed away, unfortunately, and we're left by ourselves pretty much. So,
you're saying something really interesting. Last night I went to a meeting at the Boiler Room, a staff meeting, to get ready to interview some kids for our KPTZ's Care and Connect. A 40-year-old on the staff called herself the old fart of the group. And I'm sitting there at age 70 just laughing. And on my way out the door, I said, wait, you'll really become a card-carrying old fart in about 30 years. What would you say to young people in Port Townsend these days about being gay and about the differences from when you knew you were gay to today?
Well, of course, in Port Townsend, being the type of town that it is, everybody knows, for instance, that I'm gay, and they really could care less, let's put it that way. I think, which is a wonderful thing, and it's something that Jerry and I both liked when we first came here in 1973, was the attitude of the people. The movers and shakers in town, the bankers and the lawyers and the doctors and the heads of companies and the head of the mill and everything, they knew we were a gay couple. It made no difference to them. We just never talked about it. What I would do today, tell young people, is just be yourself. Consider yourselves lucky. We had to stay in the closet for much too long a time.
Were you closeted in your career days in Seattle, and what was your day job?
My day job, I did architectural design, and actually I was semi-closeted. My clients all had the opportunity to know, as I said in my bio to you, that I sang with the Seattle Men's Chorus, and we were on TV, Channel 9, frequently, and there was no way I could deny my face being on the television in Seattle, so we just didn't talk about it. Things could be made alluded to, but that was it.
So how do you spend your time these days, Gary?
I'm very active in civic politics or civic things here in Port Townsend. I'm on the board of the Maritime Center, Northwest Maritime Center. I'm on the board of the Jefferson Historical Society. I'm on the board of the advisory board of Centrum. I just volunteer all the time. However, this spring I had some illness. I suffered a stroke. I'm not able to do as many things as I once did. I entertain here at the house, and the house is open to any group that wants to use it, and believe me, many of them do. I just have to take a back seat on those days.
Well, that's wonderful. You're very civic-minded. Do you still do things with music? Do you sing?
I had to leave the singing pretty much behind leave the men's chorus behind when I moved to Port Townsend because I couldn't go in for the rehearsals and that sort of thing. I really enjoy music, and I enjoy a lot of the musical programs from Centrum. However, I do very little myself.
You're listening to 91.9 FM KPTZ, Under the Rainbow, looking out and looking forward, issues of concern and celebration to the GLBT community and their allies. And today I'm with Gary Kennedy, one of the elderly gents of our tribe. And this is Marcia Pearlstein, your friendly neighborhood interviewer. And going back again, Gary, you really are doing wonderfully having had a stroke. How long ago was your stroke?
In May.
And what was repairing like and rehab?
I had a major stroke back in 99, where I was paralyzed, totally paralyzed, and had to spend months and weeks in rehab in Swedish Hospital in Seattle. Wonderful rehabilitation program. I can talk and I can walk and I can, most people wouldn't realize that I had a major stroke. This was a much more minor one, but it has affected me in many small ways, and I just am doing the best I can.
What are some of the silver linings of having to be more homebound? Because you seem to be so vital, even with your physical challenges.
Well, I am vital, and I think that's a criteria for recovering from any illness, is you get out there and just do it. Whether you feel like it or not, you just do it. When people call me and want the house, as Centrum did last week, they had quite a large function here. I said, sure, I can't do anything, but coming ahead, use the house. The one thing that we noticed was everybody in town, when we first came here, knew we were a gay couple. They used to throw these big cocktail parties out at the upstairs room at the Hadlock House down in Port Hadlock. It was the movers and shakers of town. Like I'd said, the bankers and the doctors and the lawyers and the owners, they always invited us both by written invitation. Those parties were always by written invitation. There were two separate envelopes. They could not bear to put both men's names on the same envelope, but yet they never invited one without the other. And it was I used to find that terribly amusing. They acknowledged it, but in their own separate way. They wouldn't put two men's names on the same envelope.
That's very interesting. My late father-in-law, on his deathbed, thanked me for taking such good care of his daughter, but he never used the L word, lesbian. There are levels of acceptance, but what do you think would happen today if Jerry were still alive and those same movers and shakers were inviting you?
Well, today, of course, they all use email. You don't get the handwritten invitation. Every party I've been to recently has either been an email or simple telephone call making you available.
I like to think, though, if it was a written invitation, there'd be one envelope today. What do you think?
I think so. I think things have progressed at that point, particularly the way gay marriage is acceptable now.
So there you have it. Do you think you would have married Jerry?
I don't know. I've often thought about that, and I'm not sure that he would. I know for sure he would not have, as long as any of his family was alive. because they were too evangelical and Pentecostal in their religion.
I was surprised at my changes. When the movement started getting hot and heavy for gay marriage, I kept saying, I'll defend to the death your right to do it, but I'm not interested in marriage of any sort, gay or straight. And that changed because when it really became turned around to a civil rights issue, then I was gung-ho to have the same civil rights as everyone else. So within ourselves, I think, we've had shifts over time. What are some shifts you might have had over time as a gay man?
Well, those same shifts. I started out, I was very comfortable being in the closet, per se. But now, people here in Port Townsend, like I say, they all know I'm gay. I have parents who call on the phone, and people that I don't even know, and they say they suspect they have a gay child. How can they tell? And, I give them a few pointers.
Talking about young people, and do you have any brilliant ideas? Because I still get very, very concerned about the bullying in schools. And I've talked to some gay young men and lesbians that aren't out at Chimicum High and at places in Jefferson County. And you got any advice, any thoughts on this whole issue?
The only advice I can say is I just hope for the best. I would hope that they would seek out perhaps a counselor or another friend. Come talk to me if they want to, but just seek out and know it's okay. I tell some mothers, particularly one mother that I can think of, I said, think of the wonderful example that your son has. Look at the people in Port Townsend who are gay, who are successful, have led successful lives. That's it. You know, it's a role model situation. And I hope that I can be a good role model. I mean, I've had a good constructive career and partner that for 32 years we were together, and it was a wonderful partnership. Look at the positive side of it.
You're listening to 91.9 FM KPTZ Under the Rainbow, Looking Out and Looking Forward, and I'm here, your friendly neighborhood interviewer, Marcia Pearlstein, with Gary Kennedy. We're getting ready to wrap up. Gary, well, first of all, I want to comment on what you just said. I want to talk directly to the listener. Gary's available. I'm available. Other older people in the community that are clearly gay and lesbian, out and proud, and accepted by the entire community. And it's only one phase of who we are, one factor. There are many others, and we're part of lots of larger things. Come to us, come to others, because that truly is the way that you will become more comfortable with who you really are. I want to speak directly to all of you. You can email me any requests, and I'll pass them on to Gary, marcia@kptz.org. Gary, what would we like to wrap up with that the listener needs to hear from you about feeling comfortable in their own skin in this community?
Well, it's particularly this community, because we discovered, Jerry and I both discovered when we came here in 1973, how accepting everybody was. We never had a problem. The neighbors were accepting, the townspeople were accepting. It's Port Townsend. That's why we decided to retire here, and why we did retire. Unfortunately, Jerry didn't live to enjoy, as I have, but it's still a wonderful town, and there are many, many accepting people here that are straight people, gay people, transgendered, whatever you want, but they are accepting. And like Marcia said, please, if you're uncomfortable, we're as close as the telephone or the email. And I know that you have counselors at school who will understand and can help you with your orientation if need be.
So I want to, in wrapping up, say, Gary, I heard about you for a very long time, and it's indeed a real privilege to be able to sit with you and hear about how you have thrived in this community. And I want to say to Port Townsend, on this show, poor Townsend is a character. The town itself, because it is a very special place, and you're hearing two old farts who feel quite welcome here, and who get to be who we are. So thank you, Port Townsend. Thank you, Gary Kennedy. You've been listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend. This is Marcia Pearlstein, your friendly neighborhood interviewer. I've just finished interviewing Gary Kennedy. I'd like to give special thanks to Mike Schlexer, our engineer extraordinaire. I'd like to thank Nora Petrich, our station manager, and Larry Stein, our program director. Go gently. If you can't go gently, go as gently as you can. Until next time.